TransLincoln Studio, Brandon Tadman here from the Roundhouse, home of Hiawatha, as we get you set for Marysville and Hiawatha in the 3A quarterfinal sub-state matchup. Girls game first, boys will follow. Let's dive into the starting lineups for this first one. And we'll start with the road team from Marysville, the 7-seed Bulldogs, coming in with 9 wins, 11 losses this year. They'll start like this. Eva Peschel, a 5'9 senior at over 7 points per game. Ashlyn Price is a 5'8 senior at under 3 points per game. Lainey Schaefer, a 5'8 senior, over 4 points per game. McKenna Miniman is a 5'4 senior guard at just under 2 points and 2 rebounds per game. And the leading rebounder in score for this team is Madison Runnebaum, the 6-foot senior. 11 points, 9 boards a game. She averages nearly 3 steals, a block, and an assist per game. So again, for Amy Renier and the Lady Bulldogs of Marysville, it is Peschel, Price, Schaefer, Miniman, and Runnebaum. For the Redhawks of Hiawatha, the 2-seed, 17 wins and 3 losses. Lakin Leipold, the 6-foot senior. Bailey Pierce, the 5'7 senior. Clara Lindstrom, the 5'7 senior. Darcy Lears, the 5'8 junior. And Sarah Madsen, the 5'11 senior. So again, for the Redhawks and head coach Brady Jasper, Leipold, Pierce, Lindstrom, Lears, and Madsen. Appreciate all of our great sponsors making this possible tonight. Substate Basketball is here. We'll go through the brackets as we progress throughout the night, but a double dip as it's the girls and the boys contest. Marysville here at Hiawatha. Substate Basketball in Hiawatha in the all-white home uniforms. Marysville all-black in their road uniforms. Bulldogs will go left to right. Redhawks from right to left. Everything means more tonight. When you move on, lose, your season is done. And we are set to get this one underway as Runnebaum will win this tip-off here for Marysville and the Bulldogs with the first possession of the night. It's going to be Schaefer. They want to go inside left wing. This is Ashlyn Price. They kick it back out high right. This is Peschel. Had it knocked away by Lindstrom. Couple bodies hit the floor and a turnover. And now it goes right back to Marysville. And now we get a whistle and a double dribble. So a Marysville turnover, followed by a Hiawatha turnover, into another Marysville turnover. So Hiawatha getting the ball, their first opportunity, 20 seconds in, no score. These two teams played, it was the season opener back on December 2nd. Hiawatha won that ball game, 46-39. Both teams much different now than they were back in early December. There's a deflected pass and a steal. Two turnovers by each team. Here's a layup in transition that's no good, and a rebound for Hiawatha collected there by Clara Lindstrom. Lindstrom wants to push the pace, trying to split two. Long shot, floater in the lane that's no good, and the rebound for Runnebaum. And now here comes Marysville the other way. They'll settle up here in the front court. A minute in, no score. 9 wins, 11 losses this year for Marysville. Both teams on different paths coming into this one. As Lears off the miss, gathering a rebound. No score, deep three. Bailey Pierce, and she rattles it in. First point of the night for the 5'7 senior, Bailey Pierce. Her 16th triple of the year. And Hiawatha out to an early 3-0 lead as we're coming up on 90 seconds in. Here is Schaefer. Stops in between the rings out high and shuffled the feet and is called for a travel. 3 turnovers already in a minute plus in this opening quarter for Marysville. Lindstrom for Hiawatha has it between the rings. Now angles left, hands it off on the wing to Lears. Lears at the top of the key, hands it off to Pierce. Right back to Lindstrom, little 3-man weave. Nice extra pass inside, but out of bounds, looking for Leipold. And it will go back to Marysville. Now 3 turnovers as well for Hiawatha. Not quite 2 minutes in, a 3-0 Redhawks lead. Marysville trying to break the pressure. They get it up the floor quickly. This is Schaefer, top of the key to Peschel, left side. Now they want to go inside. This is Price turning on a double team, kicks it up top. Peschel once again has it, will dribble towards her right, steps inside, floats one up. That is short, no good, and a rebound for Leipold and Hiawatha. Lindstrom had it knocked away between the rings out high, collects there and kicks it off right side to Sarah Madsen. Madsen at the elbow, right side pass to Lears. Lears backing up on the wing, trying to do a little hesitation dribble, spin, shot up, no good, and saving it underneath. But on the baseline, And out of bounds was Leipold. And it will go back to Marysville. 5:36 left in this first period. A 3-0 Hiawatha lead. Other half of this bracket, the 3-6 matchup, Nemaha Central-Sabetha. That game will be played tomorrow night, and we'll have that one for you here on Kansaland Radio, just shy of 7 o'clock for pregame coverage. As the winner of this game will get the winner of that game on Friday night. Still 3-0 Hiawatha. Marysville with the basketball. This is Peschel. A lot of seniors on this Marysville roster. A lot of experience. Top of the key it goes. This is Miniman. A deep range three, and it's nothing but net. McKenna Miniman, the 5'4 senior, hits her 7th triple of the year. And we're tied at 3 minutes in. Now Madsen wants to try to answer from downtown, and she puts it right through the net. And Sarah Madsen now has her 20th three of the season. And it's a 6-3 Hiawatha advantage. Left side of the floor, Schaefer, baseline drive, takes it all the way. Her shot is no good, but able to get her own rebound. Now kicks it back for a right wing three. That's no good. And another offensive rebound for Schaefer in a third possession here on this try for Marysville. Now they want to go to Runabomb inside, who puts up a shot, kissing one off the window. Madison Runabomb, her first bucket, the 6-foot senior, makes it 6-5. Hiawatha's lead is 1. And we get our first whistle and our first foul as Runabomb will get charged with this one. Her first team first free throws of the night. It's going to be Bailey Pierce for Hiawatha. First free throw is up and good. She's got 4 here in the early going. 55% at the line this season. Bella Rader is in the game. First sub for Marysville. Second free throw up. Second is good. So a good start for the senior Bailey Pierce. She's got 5 here in the period. And an 8-5 lead for Hiawatha. Not quite to the halfway points here in the first. Here is Rader, who just checked in between the rings out high. Now wants to dribble towards her right. Stops there on the wing. Kicks it back left side. It goes to Maddie Kapp, the junior, who has checked in as well for the Bulldogs. Runabomb inside, turns, had it knocked away, and a whistle and a foul. They're going to say it's on the floor. Marysville will throw it in underneath their own bucket. They get Sarah Madsen with this one against Hiawatha. So Miniman to throw it in, trying to get it over the top to Runabomb. She does, gets it right back. Baseline, had it knocked away, and a steal collected there by Leipold. Nice hands there by Lakin Leipold, the 6-foot senior for Hiawatha. Here's Pierce. Wants to go for Leipold inside, had it knocked away, and a steal by Marysville. That one brought in by Miniman. So both teams with 4 turnovers here in the first. Hiawatha, their lead is 8-5. 3:35 left here in the period. Quick pass inside. Price had it knocked out underneath, and we get a whistle and another foul as Lindstrom will pick up her first, team second. Darcy Lears quickly back in. Also, Peschel back in as well for Marysville as Kapp will throw it in. Right side of her own backboard. Fakes underneath, looking over the top, and then finally gets it inside to Price. Kicks it back out to Kapp, steps in. Nice extra dump down inside. Easy layup for 2. It's Ashlyn Price. Makes it a 1-point game. 8-7, Hiawatha. 3:15 and counting, first quarter. Here's Josie Delaney, the junior who's in. Just checked in for the first time here tonight for Hiawatha. Lindstrom, a little turnaround J from the baseline, is short. And a rebound for Runabomb. And here comes Marysville, a chance to take the lead. Down 8-7 here in the first, under 3 minutes to go. Here's a deep three by Rader. That's good. And Bella Rader steps in, hits her 22nd three of the year. It's the 4th triple between the two teams here in the first. And it's a 10-8 Marysville lead as the fans are starting to pile up in here in the roundhouse. Expecting already what is a great crowd, and playoff basketball certainly hits different. Here is Clara Lindstrom, right side on the wing. Dribbles inside, kicks it up top to Pierce. Curls all the way, lays it up, no good. Rebound for Leipold. She'll put up a difficult shot with a lot of contact, a whistle and a foul. And Leipold will go to the line to shoot two. And Madison Runnebaum has picked up her second foul. Not an ideal scenario early on for Marysville as Leipold's first free throw, a little strong off the back iron, no good. Leipold has struggled at the line, 42% on the season. Now 19 of 46 after that first miss. And the second one's no good as well, and a rebound for Ashlyn Price for Marysville. Hiawatha is continuing to show that pressure in the full court, but they get it up. Marysville does to Raider left side, just in front of the midcourt stripe, dribbling from left to right. Had a pass tip far side, collected there by Peschel, keeping it alive for Marysville. Gets it to the free throw line with Price, kicks it into the left corner, a whistle and a travel. Five turnovers now against Marysville here in the period. As Mattson will come back into the game, also Abby Elfner, the 6'1 sophomore, is checked in for Hiawatha. Marysville the lead, 10-8 our score, under 2 minutes left here in the first. Nice dribble drive, penetration, that one's no good, but a rebound for Lears off her own miss. Now Pierce had it knocked away at the top of the key, and we get a whistle, and a travel's going to be called after it was taken away by Maddie Kapp. So lucky for Hiawatha, they'll keep the possession. With a minute 45 left in the first, they trail here 10-8. This is Lears, top of the key, it goes to Delaney, between the rings out high, angles left, hands it off to Elfner, and then hands it off to Pierce. They want to go over the top to Mattson, tipped in the air, and a steal by Marysville. That one taken away by Kapp. Turnover's an issue for both teams here in the first. Marysville with the ball, a two-point lead, a minute 20 left here in the quarter. Haley Ingles is in the game here for Marysville. Nearly had it knocked away, but they get it into the right corner with Kapp, who fires a three. It's off the side of the backboard, and they're going to say it was tipped out of bounds, though, by Mattson off the shot. So Marysville will keep. Lindstrom checks right back in for the Redhawks after a quick early breather. So from the corner, Kapp will throw it in. A quick sub here for Marysville as Lainey Schaefer will check in. And Ashlyn Price will take a seat. Down to 106 left here in the first, a 10-8 ball game. Marysville with it and the two-point lead. Raider, good kick. Left side, Peschel for three. This one's short. Chasing this one down and tipped out of bounds. And they're going to say it is going to stay here with Marysville. Last touched out of bounds by Delaney. 57.5 seconds remaining in the first. Marysville the two-point lead. Peschel to throw it in. Long pass to the left side. It's Raider. Near side pass here on the wing to Kapp. Had it knocked away. Mattson comes away with the steal for Hiawatha. And gets it across the timeline here to Delaney. Kicks it right side to Lears. Thought about putting up a three. Instead hands it off to Delaney in the corner, who dribbles back out towards the top of the key and resets with 35 seconds left here in the quarter. Lindstrom a touch here, left wing. Works it towards the top of the key. Right side pass to Delaney. Now they get it to Elfner at the elbow. They kick it right back. Now 24 seconds to go. See if Hiawatha wants to play for the final shot. Mattson between the rings out high. Right side pass to Lears. 17 seconds. Delaney with it. Mattson at the elbow. Kicks to Lindstrom for three. Too strong. And a rebound pushing for Peschel in transition for Marysville. And then she's fouled working up the floor with 6 seconds to go. Third team foul on Hiawatha. This one against Josie Delaney, her first. So just under 6 seconds here in the quarter. Marysville with the two-point lead and the ball. They're half of the floor. That one is a bad pass. It's tipped into the backcourt and a steal and a deep three. That's no good. And that's going to end the quarter, as it was Lears who had a chance, stealing it into the backcourt and throwing up a shot at the buzzer. And that is the end of 8 minutes here in our first game tonight. Class 3A girls sub-state quarterfinal here from Hiawatha. The Road Bulldogs for Marysville with a 10-8 lead. Second quarter coming your way next after a timeout here on Kansaland Radio.
It's tax time again. That means it's the right time to plan ahead for your future, your retirement future. Hi, this is Troy at GN Bank. Stop by any of our GN Bank locations and let us help you prepare for your retirement plans by opening a traditional or Roth IRA. Remember, the 2021 IRA contribution deadline is Friday, April 15th, 2022. Our GN Bank staff is trained and ready to help you understand your IRA investment options. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know they're planning on expanding their services to you soon to include retail sales. Listen for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy. And for your meat processing, Anderson Meats has openings for scheduling in May. So give them a call now and get your name on the schedule. 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for meat processing and soon retail sales. South on Last Chance Road in Troy. Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter. Quick miss, but Madsen a rebound and a put back up for two by Sarah Madsen, who now has five. And with that bucket, we're now tied at 10, early portions of quarter number two. This 3A sub-state quarterfinal between Marysville and Hiawatha. There's a short shot inside as Madsen collects a rebound, and here comes Hiawatha. Quickly up the floor to Lears. Layup no good, but a foul. And two free throws coming up here for Darcy Lears, the 5'8 junior. Marysville foul on McKenna Miniman, and that is her first team foul, number three. So Darcy Lears to shoot two, looking to scratch the scorebook the first time tonight, and she splits the nylon there for a free throw, and averaging 11 points and three rebounds per game this season, 59% at the charity stripe. Gives Hiawatha an 11-10 lead, just 31 seconds into the second quarter. Ashlyn Price back into the game for Marysville, taking the spot of Lainey Schaefer. Second free throw by Lears, perfect as well. She's got her first two tonight, makes it 12-10 Hiawatha. As they continue to show this pressure in the full court. As Miniman has it, crossing the timeline, a right side pass that goes to Bryn O'Neill, a junior who's in the ballgame. High off the window inside. That one is good for Haley Ingalls, a 5'10 sophomore. And we're tied at 12. And then a turnover here by Hiawatha. Now the officials meeting near center court as the ball was tipped into the backcourt. And it was Lears who was trying to run it down right near midcourt, and the near side official saying that it was over and back. And they will keep that call, so a turnover by Hiawatha. Make it now seven turnovers already in the first half. As both teams have struggled with turnovers here in the early going. A lot of turnovers. Each team has hit two threes. We're tied at 12, early second period. Here's a missed shot off a quick hitter inside. Lindstrom the rebound and then had it knocked away and out of bounds. So Hiawatha getting it right back for the 12-12 tie. 6:54 until halftime. Clara Lindstrom, the 5'7 senior, 15 points per game, all league in multiple seasons. Holds the school record for threes and threes in a game. She's hit 44 threes this season. She hit 31 triples a year ago. She has it here on the left wing. Wants to go baseline. Had it knocked away. Scrambles for it. Hits the baseline and out of bounds. It'll stay here with Hiawatha. Good defense there by both Teschel and O'Neill for Marysville, making things a little bit challenging on that drive attempt by Lindstrom from the left corner. Lindstrom's pass thrown in. Gets it off to Darcy Lears. Lindstrom right back inside. Floater with the right hand is no good. Madsen the rebound. Puts it up. Count it and one. Sarah Madsen now with seven here in the first half. Makes it 14-12, Hiawatha. And a chance at one more with a three-point play. Sarah Madsen, the two-time All-Big Seven performer, the 5'11 senior. Splits the nylon on a free throw attempt. She's got eight here in the first half to lead all scorers and a three-point Hiawatha lead at 15-12. Marysville just getting it across the timeline. Miniman has it. Now top of the key, this is Peschel. Left side pass to O'Neal. She has it on the wing. They get it to the free throw line. Pass knocked away and a steal by Mattson. And in transition, it's Lears for an easy layup for two. And a timeout for Marysville. As Lears now has four. 2 minutes into this second quarter. The Hiawatha lead is burned to five at 17-12. We'll step aside. Well, hold on. They're changing it. It is a 30. They originally called it a full, so no break. We'll keep it right here. 17-12. Hiawatha in front by five. 6 minutes until halftime. Taking a look at the rest of this sub-state bracket in Class 3A. Silver Lake, the top seed. They get Royal Valley tonight. Royal Valley, the 8th seed. The 4-5 matchup is Jeff West hosting Rossville. These games, by the way, are tomorrow. And then the 3-6 matchup is Nemaha Central and Sabetha. Nemaha Central, Sabetha, they split there. Two games in the regular season, each team winning on the road. And Nemaha Central, the home team for the playoff game tomorrow night. And again, we'll have that one for you on Kansaland Radio with coverage beginning just shy of 7 o'clock. Good spurt here by Hiawatha. The lead is 5, 17-12, under 6 minutes to go in the first half. As Peschel gets it up the floor, into the left corner, inside to Price, turns, kicks O'Neal for three. This one's strong. Rebound attempt, tipped out of bounds. And they're going to say it's still Marysville basketball. Last touch by Mattson. Peschel will throw it in. Waiting for the play to develop. Still looking and lofts a pass, and it's taken away by Lears. Lears wants to run up the floor, hands it off to Mattson, kicks it out to Lindstrom. Left wing three, book it. Too easy for Clara Lindstrom. 45 triples now on the season, her first bucket tonight, and the lead is 8 for Hiawatha at 20-12. And under 5.5 minutes to go here until halftime. Get a whistle and a foul. Away from the basket against Hiawatha. As they get this one on Darcy Lears. First on Lears, fourth team foul. Bella Rader back into the game for Marysville, taking the spot of Bryn O'Neal. Marysville gets it in. Rader, who just checked in, into the backcourt, working on Lears. Far sideline, here comes the double by Pierce. Gets around it, left corner. Here's a three by Miniman. That's too strong and ripped away with Lindstrom for the rebound. Pushing to Pierce up the floor. Lindstrom gets it back. Right side on the wing. Not quite 3 minutes into this second quarter. 8-point lead for Hiawatha. Leipold inside. Her shot is no good. Gets her own miss. Puts it back up. And another one no good. And a rebound for Marysville. Price able to get that second miss. Work it up the way here for the Bulldogs. Step back three for Rader. That's well off the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound underneath. And we get a whistle and a tie-up between Price and Leipold. Possession arrow keeps it with Marysville. Runabom is back in for the Bulldogs. And Josie Delaney's back in here for Hiawatha. 4:46 until halftime. It's a 20-12 Redhawks lead. This is Rader with the basketball. Left side pass to Peschel. Peschel steps towards the corner. Now kicks it right. Miniman thought about it. Turned down a three. Now Rader, back to Miniman. They want to go inside. Mattson comes away with a big steal. Another turnover here by Marysville. Lindstrom, near sideline. Works at baseline. Stops on the block. Kicks it out to Leipold. Back to Lindstrom in the corner, left side. Trying to work around a ball screen. Nothing there. Gets it up top to Pierce to reset. Here's Delaney, right side. Now they get Mattson on the block. Working on Runabom. Layup, no good. And Runabom, good defense there. Gets the rebound for Marysville. Bulldogs working it up the floor. 4 minutes down, 4 minutes to go here in the second. Hiawatha's lead is 20-12. It was a 10-8 Marysville lead at the end of the first quarter. Hiawatha coming back strong here in the second. There's a missed three. Mattson had it knocked away. And Marysville getting it back underneath, and free throws coming up here for Ashlyn Price. 5'8 senior, they'll get Bailey Pierce with her first team foul, number five. And this is going to be Ashlyn Price, the 5'8 senior. a good foul shooter, 73%. Make it 9-12 on the year after that make. And she's got three, and that ends a brief scoring drought for the Bulldogs. Makes it 20-13, Hiawatha. At 3:43 left here in the second period. Second by Price, that one good as well. So she's got four to lead Marysville. It's a 20-14 Red Hawks lead at 3:40 and counting here until halftime. Here is Delaney, left side on the wing. Up top to Lindstrom, works it right into the corner. Now steps in, shot up no good, but a whistle and a foul. And free throws coming up for Clara Lindstrom at 3:29 left here in the second. Eva Peschel, the 5'9 senior, the foul for Marysville, her first team fifth. Lindstrom is a 72% free throw shooter, and she buries the first. Makes it 21-14, Hiawatha. Second by Lindstrom, good as well. So she's got five here in the first half. The lead is eight, 22-14, Hiawatha, and then Marysville throwing this one away in the backcourt as Lears had it, and then she lost it out of bounds and gives it right back to Marysville. So back-to-back turnovers, Bulldogs with it, down eight, 22-14 at 3:21 left in the first half. Marysville will throw it in, gets it off here to Schaefer up top. They want run a bomb inside, too much on it, and Madsen comes away with another steal. Here's Lindstrom, waist-high dribbles, now crossing over at the top of the key. Gets to the elbow, hands it off to Lear. She'll curl near side, now works it back towards the center circle. Hands it off to Lindstrom, steps in, 10-footer, short. Rebound tipped, and it's gotten back to Lears, and now Lindstrom a three, and she buried it. Clara Lindstrom, another triple. She's got eight, and the lead is now 11 at 25-14. And a tip pass out of bounds. Fans loving the hustle here, and we get a whistle and a timeout at 2:47 left here in the second. It's a full, and we'll follow suit. Hiawatha 25, Marysville 14. We're back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals, perfect paint, and all auto body repairs. That's the Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Kansaland Radio.
Chance Lincoln Studio. I'm Brandon Tabman. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight to this sub-state basketball doubleheader here from Hiawatha. Both teams hosting Marysville in the Silver Lake 3A sub-state. And the Lady Redhawks exploding here in the second period. They lead it 25-14. We got 2:47 left here in the first half. So Marysville, see if they can chip away here in the final two-plus minutes. As they nearly threw it away, but they get it back in here to Schaefer. Right side on the wing, picks it up there. Hiawatha extending the zone. Lindstrom knocked it out of bounds, and it stays with Marysville. Good hustle by Clara Lindstrom. So the Bulldogs, after leading by two at the end of one, have had issues with this Hiawatha defense here in the second. And they are sticking with their pressure defense, extending it beyond the three-point line, nearly causing another turnover. Now Raider fires a three. This one strong off the heel, but an offensive rebound by Schaefer keeps it alive. Runabomb gets a look inside, and she lays it in for two. Nice pass by Schaefer inside to Runabomb, who now has four, makes it 25-16. The Hiawatha lead is nine with 2 minutes left here in the first half. Madsen, left side pass to Lears, on the wing, has the dribble, they set it up top, it's Delaney, thought about a three, turns it down, now Lindstrom right side, holds it high, looking inside, instead goes up top to Delaney, resets, Brady Jasper, the head coach, barking out signals from the sideline, as Lindstrom gets it to Madsen up top, over the top pass inside, deflected, And then kicked back out to Lindstrom. Works it to the free throw line. Left side pass. Delaney for three. It's good. Josie Delaney wants to get in on the action. Her 10th triple of the year. And it's a 12-point Hiawatha lead at 28-16 with a minute 20 left in the first half. Raider steps in. A short J. That's no good. Maxson the rebound for Hiawatha. And then it's fouled from behind. Team foul number 6 against Marysville. They'll get this one on cap. That's her first. Madsen and Lindstrom each with 8 here in the first half for Hiawatha. Pierce has 5, Lears 4, Delaney with 3. Balanced scoring across the board as Lindstrom will get a breather. Coming up on the final minute until halftime. Here is Delaney, right side to Pierce. Pierce back to the near side, now a left side pass to Delaney and was driving baseline and just simply lost it out of bounds. So a turnover by the Red Hawks. Marysville getting it back. 57 seconds left in the half. They trail here at Hiawatha 28-16. Red Hawks continuing to show that pressure. O'Neal gets it into the front court looking for Peschel in the corner. She wasn't paying attention and it hits off her back and goes out of bounds. The turnovers piling up now for Marysville. Hiawatha's looking to get it in. They finally do so to Pierce. Pierce gets it off to Delaney, trying to get it up the floor near sideline. Spins away from Raider. Now works it top of the key. Left side pass to Pierce in the corner. 37 seconds left here in the half. See if the Red Hawks want to play for the final shot. Madsen has it near side corner. He's going to drive. Kicks it right. Too much mustard on that one. Out of bounds it goes. And a turnover by Hiawatha. So now Marysville will get it back with 27 seconds left. They trail 28-16 after leading by 2 at the end of the first. Pass deflected, nearly taken away. But here's Peschel at the top of the key. Comes here to the near side, hands it off to Runabom. Bounces it to Raider in the right corner. 16 seconds. Nice pass inside. And missing the layup is Price. And is able to get the rebound and kick it out for a top of the key 3. That's no good. Madsen gets the rebound here for Hiawatha. And now 4 seconds to work. Pierce gets it in the corner. It's tipped out of bounds. And it's last touched by Hiawatha. A turnover by the Red Hawks. And Marysville will get it back with just 2 seconds left. They got to go a long way to get one up. Runabom will throw it in. Gets it into midcourt, and they don't get a shot up in time, and that's the end of the first half. An impressive second quarter for Hiawatha as they explode the lead to 28-16. We'll step aside. Our halftime coverage begins after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Want to know what's awesome? Those kicking new tires on your truck? Yeah, and look at my receipt. That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
The Moyle and James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moyle and James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org to learn more.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Chance Lincoln Studio. I'm Brandon Tadman. Thanks for tuning in. Substate basketball in Class 3A. And our girls game at the half, all Hiawatha. They lead Marysville 28-16. Marysville led 10-8 after the first quarter, but Hiawatha exploding in the second as they hang up a 20-6 margin on Marysville to take this 12-point lead here at the half. Again, 28-16 our score. 8 points apiece for Hiawatha from Clara Lindstrom and Sarah Madsen. They got 5 from Bailey Pierce, 4 from Darcy Lears, and also 3 from Josie Delaney. For Marysville in the first half, 4 apiece from Ashlyn Price and Madison Runabom, 3 apiece from Bella Rader and McKenna Miniman, and then 2 points by Haley Ingalls. For Marysville, 14 turnovers, and they were 2 of 2 at the line. For Hiawatha, they had 12 turnovers, and they were 7 of 9 at the free throw line. And the Redhawks have the rebound advantage at 13-9. Again, our score, Hiawatha 28, Marysville 16. Halftime continues after another timeout here on Kansaland Radio.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Catherine Perkins of Falls City became another first-time satisfied customer of Holt House Auto House in Fairview.
Ford Fusion. I did a test drive and did some other comparison shopping in the bigger cities after that, and then came back to Fairview to purchase a car. It was very convenient to be able to find the car online so close to home since I lived in Falls City. It was a wonderful experience.
Our name means a great deal at Holt House Auto House.
HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender.
First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at onehbank.com.
KNVA.
Girls game still at the half, 28-16. Hiawatha on their home floor in control, leading by 12. Chance Lincoln Studio, Brandon Tadman here with you. Getting a double dip tonight as the boys game will also be Hiawatha in Marysville. As in their sub-state, this is the 4-5 matchup. Hiawatha, the 4 seed, 9 wins, 11 losses. Marysville, the 5 seed, also 9 wins and 11 losses. Hiawatha won the lone matchup between these two. They played in the season opener back in early December. That was a one-point game, 56-55. Hiawatha edging Marysville in the season opener. Now these two meet in Substate. Quarterfinal round, Hiawatha girls in control. Would expect a tight ball game tonight in the boys' contest to follow here this evening. Again, our girls' game at the half. It's Hiawatha 28, Marysville 16. A final three-minute timeout. Second half coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
KNZA.
Back here on Kansaland Radio, second half coming up in this 3A girls sub-state quarterfinals from Hiawatha. Home team Redhawks in control against Marysville. 28-16 our scores. As we switch sides, it'll be Hiawatha now going from left to right. Marysville from right to left. Hiawatha leading by 12. They'll get the ball to start as we get set for the start of this second half. And here we go. Lindstrom receives the inbounds, and we're underway third quarter. This is Pierce, a right side pass to Mattson. Wants to go baseline, spins, stop there. Kicks it back to Lindstrom, left side. She's on the wing, backing things out. Guarded here by Peschel. Hands it off to Pierce. Resets, top of the key. Now Mattson on the wing, right side. Kicks it left to Lindstrom. She wants to drive. Body contact, no call. And then an offensive rebound stick back try is no good. And then that rebound taken away there by Runabom as Leipold had a really good look, just couldn't connect. 40 seconds into the third, Marysville with it. Down 12, pass deflected. Lindstrom comes away with a steal. 15 turnovers by Marysville. And Lindstrom coast to coast had it knocked away from behind. Good defense by Miniman. As Hiawatha will reset underneath. 7:14 left third quarter. 28-16. The Hiawatha lead is 12. Lindstrom to Lears to Pierce. And they get it back up top to Lears. Resets between the rings down high. Angles right, over the top pass inside to Madsen, can't hang on to it, but Lindstrom able to tip it back into the front court and keep it alive here. Lears, right corner, open for three, good. Darcy Lears from downtown, she's got seven, makes it 31-16, largest lead of the game here for Hiawatha. Down to 6:40 to go here in the quarter. And there's a pass taken away by Leipold, another steal by Hiawatha. As Runabom with a block shot inside. Good defense. Now Marysville back up the way with Peschel wanting to push. Nice little ball fake. Steps into a long jump shot. Runabom the rebound and gets it back up and in. 6 points for Runabom. Makes it 31-18 Hiawatha. And we get a whistle and a foul as Lindstrom was bumped working it across the timeline. Lainey Schaefer picks up this foul, her first. Bella Rader is coming back into the game here for Marysville, taking the spot of Schaefer. Here's Madsen, receives the inbounds pass, hands it off to Lears, dives, layup, no good. Battle for the rebound underneath, and Lears is able to get it back and keep it alive. But her pass towards the top of the key is taken away by Miniman, and then a whistle and a foul is going against Hiawatha as they get Lindstrom with this one. That is her second, team first. Josie Delaney's going to check in here for Lears. 6:03 left third quarter, 31-18 Hiawatha. Marysville gets it up the floor. It's Price. Left side to Rader. Pass nearly taken away, but Rader gets it back. Left side, it's Price. A wing three is good. Big shot for Ashlyn Price, and she's got seven. It's it back to a 10-point game at 31-21. 5:41 and counting here, third period. That's it. Top of the key. Right side pass to Lindstrom. Fakes on a three, holds it high, now puts it on the dribble, casual with the right hand. They want to set up Leipold at the elbow, looking for Lindstrom on a cut, running bomb with the hands, and comes away with a steal. And then Marysville's going to throw it away. They're trying to push the pace, and Rader in the corner couldn't hang. And out of bounds it goes, and Hiawatha gets it back up 10, 31-21 with 5:22 left here in the third. Hiawatha hasn't made state since the 70s. They had made four straight from 76 to 79. And they're trying to get back for the first time in a long time. And this might be the best team to do it. They were 10-11 last year. They've won 17 games this season. Here's Madsen. A drive. Shot blocked by Runabom. Another one for her inside. Good defense as Rader collects. And then another pass that's deflected and taken away. Marysville just hurting themselves with turnovers. And then there's a travel in transition that's going to be called against Josie Delaney. As Lears is going to check in here for Lindstrom. Marysville gets it back down 10, 31-21. We got 4:50 left here in the third. Here's Price. Now it's Peschel. Looking for Price, had it knocked away, and another steal. Two-on-one break. Lears gets it, shot up no good, but fouled. Miniman's going to pick up her second, team second, and Lears will shoot two. And for Darcy Lears, the 5'8 junior, 7 points and four rebounds so far tonight. She's perfect at the line, 2 for 2, make it 3 for 3. And now we get a whistle and a timeout for Marysville with 4:38 left in this quarter. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. The Hiawatha lead is now 11 at 32-21. 8 points apiece for Clara Lindstrom, Darcy Lears, and Sarah Madsen. So again, balanced scoring here for Hiawatha. Marysville They got 7 from Ashlyn Price and 6 from Madison Runnebaum. As Marysville here on the road. The winner of this game will get the winner of Nemaha Central and Sabetha on Friday night at Silver Lake. Nemaha Central and Sabetha play tomorrow night at 7. We'll have that one for you here on Kansaland Radio. So much coverage here for Substate Hoops all week long. Sabetha in action tonight. Sabetha boys on the Sabetha channel over at MSCSports.net. They're taking on Silver Lake in their Substate opener. So out of the timeout, free throw no good there by Lears. So a 1-for-2 stint for her. Marysville with it back down 11, 32-21. Miniman, a long pass to Price. Now a baseline drive looking inside for Runnebaum and out of bounds. Last touch by the Redhawks. So Marysville will keep. Approaching 4:20 left here in this quarter. Peschel to throw it in. Left side of her own backboard. Has to chuck it over the top of the defense. Now they get Runnebaum inside. Beautiful feed. Count it. And the foul. Leipold will pick this one up. Her first. An A1 opportunity for Runnebaum. She now has 8. Chance to make it 9. Second team foul on Hiawatha. So Runnebaum, who is a 76% foul shooter. Very consistent on the season. She makes it an 8-point game at 32-24. They're closing in on that 3-point play. Hiawatha had built up to a 15-point lead at 31-15, or 31-16, I should say. And now coming across the timeline is Bailey Pierce. She tried to go behind the back and lost it. And gets called for the double dribble. So a turnover here by Hiawatha, and Marysville gathering a little bit of momentum here at 4:13 left here in the third. Trailing just now 32-24, but a quick shot, no good. Offensive rebound, though, stuck back up and in by Bella Rader. And Rader makes it a 6-point game at 32-26. Lindstrom inside. Behind the defense, her layup is no good. Runnebaum the rebound. And here comes Marysville. Minutes to go, down 15. They're down 6 now with the ball. Miniman steps in, an elbow jumper is good. McKenna Miniman has 5, and now a full timeout called by Hiawatha. A 15-point lead is trimmed to 4. 32-28 our score. We'll step aside. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Well, certainly don't look now, but Marysville, once down 31-16, has made a run, and it's now just a 4-point game at 32-28. It's a 12-1 run here by Marysville in the last couple of minutes, last 3 minutes or so. Right back in this game with 3:38 left here in the third quarter. Out of the timeout, Hiawatha with it, still holding on to that 4-point lead. Marysville jumping right back into this one, but now showing some pressure in the full court. Lindstrom gets by 2, gets it up the floor. She's doubled, kicks it up top here to Delaney. Now Lindstrom inside to Madsen on the block, working underneath. Deep pass here to Lears, left side. Good extra pass. Delaney in the corner for 3. In and out, no good. Runnebaum the rebound for Marysville. Chance to get it to 2, maybe even 1 on this possession. Looking for Runnebaum inside, and Madsen comes away with another steal. And a turnover by Marysville. Here's Lears. Mattson on the block. Turns towards the paint. Kicks it out left. Lindstrom. Ball fakes. Works to the corner. Cut off baseline. Good defense there by Matty Kapp and forcing Lindstrom to make a long pass to the top of the key to Delaney. Mattson to Lears on the cut. Layup good and the foul. Runabomb picks up her third and one here for Darcy Lears. And she jumps into double figures with 10 points. Peschel checks back in here for Marysville, taking the spot of Miniman. Lears tonight, 10 points, 4 rebounds. She's 3 of 4 at the line. She misses this one. And the rebound off the miss by Matty Kapp. And it's a 6-point game. There's a quick shot by Peschel that's no good, and a rebound for Leipold. Now Delaney. Lindstrom gets it, top of the key. Mattson at the elbow, turns, facing the bucket, hands it off to Lindstrom on the wing. Picks it up there, gets it right back to Mattson, right back to Lindstrom. Mattson will cut on the block, wants to back it down. Turns, fires the shot, in and out, no good. And a rebound for Marysville. Brought in there by Rader. Coming up on 2 minutes left here in the third. It's a 6-point Hiawatha lead at 34-28. Here's Kapp for three, had it blocked. Runabomb gets the rebound, puts it up and in. 11 now for Runabomb, and it's back to a 4-point game at 34-30. Lindstrom hesitates, gets inside, layup no good, but she's fouled and is heading to the line to shoot a pair. They'll get Price with this foul, her first. Team foul number 4. Lindstrom's been quiet here in the third. 8 points tonight, 3 rebounds, 2 for 2 at the line, but left this one short. Haley Ingles has checked back in for Marysville. As Pierce also checks back in for Hiawatha. Lindstrom, her second, she missed them both, and a rebound for Ingles. Just checked in. So Hiawatha down 4, or I should say up 4, but Marysville with the ball. Coming up on 90 seconds to go in the third. A 3 for Peschel is good. No hesitation for the 5'9 senior, and her first bucket is a big bucket. It is a 1-point game at 34-33. Marysville ramping up the pressure here in the full court. Lindstrom across the timeline is bumped, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Hiawatha. And if you're just joining us, early portions of this quarter, Hiawatha had built a 31-16 lead. They have seen that 15-point lead trimmed to 1 in the matter of a handful of minutes. Marysville on quite the run here in the third quarter. 65 seconds. Mattson gets one inside. Turn. Shot up. Too easy. Sarah Mattson inside. Now with 10. Makes it 36-33. Hiawatha. 55 seconds left. As Peschel drives, her floater is no good. As Lindstrom rips away a big rebound here for the Red Hawks. And pushing the pace up the floor. Far sideline with 45 seconds left. Janet knocked away. Gets it off to Mattson, who wants to drive. Lost her footing. And it slips out of bounds, but we get a whistle and a foul. It's going to be, I believe, on Ashlyn Price. If it is, it's her second. And it is. And team foul number 5. Abby Elfner, the sophomore, back in for Hiawatha, taking Leipold's spot. And also, Eleni Schaefer is back into the game for Marysville. 36-33. Hiawatha with the lead, with the ball. They want to set it up for Pierce. A deep three. This one is short and a rebound for Hiawatha. Now Hiawatha with 30 seconds left can play for the final shot. Now we get a whistle and a timeout here by Marysville as Brent O'Neill, the junior, nearly turned the ball over. And we get a 30, so we'll keep it right here. We're down to 24 seconds left here in the third. Hiawatha's lead is down to 3 at 36-33. Mentioning the winner of this game gets the winner of Nemaha Central and Sabetha on Friday. Thunder and Blue Jays play tomorrow night. And then the other two games, upper half of this bracket, the top seed and one of the best in 3A, Silver Lake. They get Royal Valley, the 8 seed, and the 4-5 matchup is Jefferson West hosting Rossville. So certainly a dynamic sub-state when the 4 seed has a 14-6 record. The 5 seed is also 500, and even the 8 seed Royal Valley with 7 wins this year. Certainly one of the deeper sub-states in Class 3A. So out of the timeout, 17 seconds now to work for Marysville. They set it up inside, shot is blocked, tipped down into the corner, and the rebound here by Elfner. 10 seconds to work for Hiawatha. Here's Lears, wants a ball screen, works it right, wants to go all the way. Floater by Lears, no good, tipped to the free throw line, a rebound for Marysville, and that's the end of the third quarter. A 15-point lead is down to 3 with 8 minutes to go. 36-33, Hiawatha by 3. And the fourth quarter starts after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Crop insurance solutions with added value. That's what you get with Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Products through Farmers Mutual Hale allow him to offer advanced acreage and production technology to save you time and the ability to protect up to 95% of your APH with RAMP. Stop in at 621 Main or call Roy at 785-284-7611 to experience a different type of crop protection.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Kansaland Radio.
Certainly a ball game now as we hit the fourth quarter. Hiawatha holding on to a 36-33 lead. They led by as many as 15 in the early portions of the third. But a Marysville run has gotten it back to within a single bucket as we have started the fourth. Marysville with the ball. Peschel kicks it left. Raider passing one into the corner with Miniman. Spins on a double. They won't run a bomb inside. She had it knocked away, and that one is taken away by Lears. Another turnover by Marysville. Now Lindstrom strides into a three off the front rim. No good. Rebound Marysville. Hiawatha gets lost. Numbers here for Marysville. Right corner, Miniman, a three for the tie. And it is good. Hits off the rim four times and drops through. Miniman with 8. The game is tied at 36-36. We're 50 seconds into the fourth. Lindstrom, top of the key pass it goes. This is Elfner, right side to Pierce. They set it up, Lears on the block. Shot is up and good. Darcy Lears inside. She's got 12. 38-36, Hiawatha. Marysville getting it up the floor quickly. Beautiful backdoor pass. Layup good. Ashlyn Price with 9. We're tied at 38. 6:45 to go in the game. Lindstrom pushing the pace. Stops. Top of the key. Right side to Pierce. Right back to Lindstrom. Trying to get a Madsen ball screen. Lears on a cut. Layup no good, but a foul. Good find by Lindstrom, and Darcy Lears will shoot 2. Bella Rader picks up the foul, her first, team 6. So the rest of the game, Hiawatha will be in the bonus. Lears will shoot 2. She's 3 of 5 at the line tonight, and she spins in the first. And she's got 13 to lead all scores. Free throw makes it 39-38, Hiawatha. 6:34 left in the game. Second on the way. Second is good as well. So she's got 14. Makes it 40-38, Red Hawks. Here is Price, gets it up the floor. Miniman has it, top of the key. And a pass to Price, too much on it, taken away. A turnover by Marysville. A couple subs back in for Hiawatha. Lindstrom gets it in. Working on a double team in the backcourt, and then there's a whistle and there's a foul. on Marysville, and it's going to be a 1-1 now. Maddie Kapp will pick up her second, team foul number 7, so this will put Clara Lindstrom at the line to shoot a 1-1. We got 6:17 left in the ball game. Hiawatha lead is 40-38. Lindstrom 2-for-4 at the line, make it 3-for-5 as she buries the first, and she'll get the bonus. She's got 9 in the game. Average 15 points per game in the regular season. She's into double figures with 10 as she goes 2-for-2, and the lead is 4 at 42-38. Here's Runnabomb on the right wing, skips it near side. This is Miniman, a deep 3, short. Runnabomb gets the rebound, shot is up, no good. And a second opportunity is no good as Pierce able to get that rebound for Hiawatha. Pierce, far sideline up the floor. Now Lindstrom, top of the key, at the free throw line. Kicks it to Lear's right side. Now Madsen, top of the key, left side pass to Pierce. 5:40 left in the game, 42-38, Hiawatha by 4 at the ball. Lindstrom works around the arc from left to right, stops on the right wing, gets it up top to Madsen. They set it up inside, Leipold on the block, nearly got away with the travel, kicks it. Lindstrom a 3, off the heel too strong, rebound for Marysville. Bulldogs will slow the pace down 4, coming up on 5 minutes left here in the game. Raider right side pass, Miniman. Long pass to the short corner, looking for Price, and another one that sails out of bounds. And Hiawatha will get it back. Eva Peschel, the 5'9 senior, back in for Marysville. We got 5:08 left in the game. Hiawatha with it in a 4-point lead at 42-38. Pierce from left to right across the timeline. Her pass tipped into the corner. Lears has it. Now wants to go baseline. Gets all the way in. Now pass to Madsen at the elbow. A jump shot, no good. Lears able to get the rebound, and she is bumped and fouled. And free throws coming up for Darcy Lears. As they get Runnabomb with the foul, and that is her 4th. That is a huge foul. The best player for Marysville, 4 fouls with 4:53 left. Lears will hit the front end of the 1-1. And will get the second. So Lears has had a nice night at the charity stripe. Now 6 of 8. They get 7 of 9 as she now has 16 points. And the lead is back to 6 at 44-38. 4:46 left in the ballgame. Zone defense here for Hiawatha. Bounce pass to Kapp in the right corner. Raider gets it back, steps in. Free throw line jumper is good. Bella Raider with a big shot. She's got 7. 44-40 the score. Hiawatha's lead cut back to 4. Coming up on 4:20 left in the game. Here's Lears between the rings out high. Wants a ball screen from Leipold. Hesitating on it. Now using it. Driving. Looking for Madsen inside. Pass deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Redhawks. Haley Ingles is checking in for Marysville. Runnabomb will get a breather with 4 fouls. Delaney's going to check back in as well for Hiawatha, replacing Pierce. Lindstrom to throw it in. Leipold gets it in the corner. Lindstrom right back inside. Working, shot up, no good, but a whistle and a jump ball is going to be called. And the possession arrow will keep it with Hiawatha. Good defense inside by Marysville. Lindstrom certainly thought she had drawn the foul, but did not. Lindstrom to throw it in. Long pass into the backcourt. Lears has it high left. Coming up on the halfway point here in the 4th. A 4-point Hiawatha lead. Lindstrom steps in. Little floater with the right hand. Off the right side, no good. And a rebound for Marysville. Long pass here to the near side. And Madsen gets the block, and a second shot attempt is blocked, but they're going to get a foul on Madsen here, and Kapp is going to shoot free throws for Marysville. Or it's not on Madsen, they're going to say it's on Delaney, that's her second. Just the 3rd team foul. Maddie Kapp, the junior, will shoot 2, Big free throws here. And she misses on the first. A 50% foul shooter is the 5'5 junior, Maddie Kapp. 44-40, Hiawatha. 3:46 left in the game. Kapp's second free throw, no good as well, and a rebound for Madsen. Madsen now 5 rebounds with her 10 points tonight. 44-40, Hiawatha by 4 with the ball. 3:35 left. Lindstrom has it, top of the key to Madsen, left side pass to Lears. Closed out quickly there by Raider. Lears puts it on the dribble up top to Pierce, who just checked back in. Pierce backing out towards the midcourt stripe, right side pass to Lindstrom. Lindstrom holding it high, now looking, gets it off to Pierce, top of the key, sets and fires a deep three, no good. Battle for the rebound underneath, Marysville has it. Now Raider wants to push the tempo down the middle. Angles left here towards the corner, now cuts it inside. Stops on the block, kicks it up top to Peschel. Right side, Kapp along two, got it. Big time shot for the junior, Maddie Kapp. That's her first bucket tonight, and the lead is 44-43. Or I think they need to double check. I think they called that shot a two, but a timeout on the floor. It's a 30, so we'll confirm if that shot from Kapp was a two or a three. It stands right now on the scoreboard at 44-43. So there they go. I thought so. It was a two. They've changed it back. So Kapp shot was a two. So the lead for Hiawatha is 44-42 with 2:52 left in the game. But still a monster shot by Maddie Kapp in the right corner. After missing two key free throws, a possession or two prior to that, makes up for it with that 19-foot J in the corner. So we come out of this timeout. Hiawatha will have it. The two-point lead, 2:52 left. Win, you move on. Lose, you start thinking about spring sports. A big second quarter for Hiawatha gave them a 12-point halftime lead. They had built it to 15 early in the third. Marysville fought all the way back. And it's been a 1-2 possession game pretty much since the latter portions of the third quarter. Lindstrom inside. Shot is up. Short. No good. And a rebound for Marysville. 2:37 and counting. A chance to tie or take the lead for the Bulldogs here on this possession. Right side pass. Peschel, a three for the lead. Nearly banked it in. No good. Able to get her own rebound at the free throw line and reset. Now it's Raider, a three. Left it short. Peschel gets another rebound, and then a whistle and a foul right at the free throw line. It's on the floor, but Marysville will keep the possession. As Darcy Lears picks up the foul, her second, and just the 14th foul on Hiawatha, so they still have a few fouls to give, or a couple at least. Over the top pass, it goes to Raider. They set up Runnabomb inside. Shot no good, but a foul on Leipold. And Runnabomb is going to have a chance to tie the game at the free throw line. Team foul number 5. Derek Jasper did not like the call. Thought it was all ball there by Lake and Leipold. The official says no. Free throw up. Good. By Madison Runnabomb. She's got 12. And she's perfect at the line. 2 for 2. She can tie it with this one, and that one rims out, no good. So it's a one-point lead for Hiawatha, 44-43, 2:10 to go. Lindstrom up top to Madsen, left side to Pierce, and now a timeout's going to be called by by Hiawatha. 44-43, their lead, 2:04 left in the game. It's a full, so we'll step aside. A quick 30. We're back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
Chance Lincoln Studio, Brandon Tadman with you. Let's set it up for you. 2:04 left. Hiawatha leading Marysville, 44-43. Hiawatha to lead as high as 15 in the early portions of the third. Marysville fought back. And we currently sit 44-43 with 2:04 left. Hiawatha will have the ball out of the timeout. They're half of the floor. Far sideline to throw it in. It'll be Lears, Pierce, Lindstrom, Leipold, and Madsen on the floor for the Redhawks. Lindstrom, behind the midcourt stripe, receives the inbounds pass and walks it across the timeline. Right side pass to Pierce. Leipold gets it up top. Left side to Lindstrom. They're looking inside. Nothing there. Trying to set a screen for Madsen. They get it inside and stepping in front and taking it away is Runnebaum. And a steal. A chance to take the lead here for Marysville with a minute 40 to go. Cap, a pass inside. Runnebaum on Leipold. Shot is up. No good. Battle for the rebound. And a whistle and a tie up here. And the possession arrow is going to keep it with Marysville. So the Bulldogs catch a break there. As we're down to 93 seconds left, a one-point game. Marysville can take the lead on this possession, down 44-43. Pass into the backcourt. Raider has it. Runnebaum shot inside. It was blocked, and a rebound for Hiawatha. Pierce has it. Gets it off the Lears, and she'll walk it across. A minute 24 left. Hiawatha still leading 44-43. Lears, left side. Lindstrom turns in the paint. Splits a defender. No good, and a whistle and a foul. And Lindstrom's going to shoot two free throws. Amy Renier, Marysville head coach, did not like that call. As they get Price with her third, team ninth. Big free throws here for Lindstrom. First one up, first one good. And she's got 11. Makes it 45-43, Hiawatha, with 1:13 left in the game. Chance to get it to three. She does. 12 for Lindstrom. 46-43 Redhawks with 67 seconds remaining in the game. Raider, top of the key for the tie. No good on a three. Pass tipped into the corner. And it is a whistle and a foul as Lindstrom is now going to shoot free throws again. Big miss on the three by Raider. Big rebound by Lindstrom. And 59 seconds remain. As Raider picks up her second foul, Lindstrom right back to the line to shoot two. She's 6 of 8 at the line, has 12 points, and she buries the first, and the lead is 4, 47-43. Free throws coming in clutch here down the stretch for Hiawatha. Lindstrom second, she got that one too. 14 for Lindstrom, 48-43. With 52 seconds to go, Marysville would really like to have a bucket here. Baseline drive, Miniman underneath, kicks it, Peschel, a left wing three, not there. Rebound for Madsen, and a whistle and a foul. Big rebound for Madsen, she'll shoot two, and Marysville sensing a little bit of hesitation here. Now down five with just 41 seconds to go. Raider picks up her third. And well into the double bonus is Hiawatha, so Madsen will shoot two. Second on the way, or I should say the first on the way is no good. Hits off the rim and out. There's 41 seconds left. Madsen will have a second free throw. Hiawatha's lead is 48-43. Second. And she gets that one. And we get a timeout. It is a 30, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Madsen now with 11. Darcy Lear 16 to lead Hiawatha tonight. Lindstrom has 14. The Hiawatha lead is 49-43 with 41 seconds left. Marysville really needing some points on this possession. We'll have our post-game show following this game, and we'll get you our player of the game as well and get you set for our doubleheader game number two, which will be Marysville and Hiawatha. Boys contest to follow. Normally these sub-state games are split, but with both of these teams matching up in the first round, they adjust the schedule and play it as a doubleheader, as Hiawatha was the higher seed in both games. So here we go, out of the timeout. Marysville down six with 41 seconds to go. They really need a bucket here. Front of bomb will roll it in as Raider picks it up, crosses the timeline, getting a ball screen, gets it right side. This is Price, ball fake, pass deflected. Raider has it. She had it knocked away and out of bounds, and it stays with Marysville. 10 seconds came off the clock there. Now 31 seconds to go. Peschel to throw it in. Miniman back to Peschel. Miniman gets it back. Skips it near side. Raider sets it up for three. Good. And a timeout. A monster shot for Bella Raider. She's in the double figures with 10, and the lead is trimmed to three with 21 seconds to go. 49-46. It is a full timeout. But we'll go ahead and keep it right here anyways. Great crowd on hand. Good atmosphere for this sub-state game. And you win, you move on. You lose, your season is done. And Marysville is fighting tooth and nail to pull the upset here on the road. They still got a little work to do. Down three at 49-46 with 21 seconds left. If they can't get a steal on the pressure here out of the timeout, it'll be a quick foul. And then Hiawatha again will try to ice this thing potentially with free throws. Hiawatha still does have one foul to give. Marysville well past 10 team fouls, so Hiawatha in the double bonus. But the winner moves on to the semis, which will be Friday night at Silver Lake. And the other half of this quad would be Nemaha Central and Sabetha. Those two play tomorrow night. We'll have that ball game for you starting just shy of 7 o'clock. So here we go, out of the timeout. 21 seconds to go. Hiawatha with it, up three. They get it into Lindstrom, and she spins away from Miniman. No foul yet. She crosses the timeline, and finally she is bumped and fouled with 15.6 seconds to go. Lindstrom will shoot two more. She is 8 out of 10 at the line tonight. 14 points and 5 rebounds for one of the best in school history. And she knocks in this free throw. And the lead is 4 at 50-46 with 15.6 left. As the time is running thin here on Marysville. Boy, did they fight hard tonight. Not over yet, but need something to happen. Second is good by Lindstrom. She's now got 16. 13 seconds to go. Had it knocked away. There's a steal by Marysville, or I should say a turnover by Marysville, and a quick foul. Hiawatha right back to the free throw line, and with 11 seconds left, down five, Pierce will shoot two. Hiawatha can smell an escape here. As Pierce's first rims out no good. The 5'7 senior, 5 points tonight, right on her season average. Couple of rebounds. 55% at the stripe. Hiawatha as a team just shy of 60%. Second one is no good. And out of bounds. Last touched by Hiawatha. So Marysville gets it back, but they got 9.8 seconds to work. They're down five. Picked up by Raider across the timeline. Shoots it into the corner. Miniman a three. That's off the heel. No good. Battle for the rebound is ripped away. I think we get a tie-up with 1.6. But at this point, the tie-up goes to Hiawatha. Less than 2 seconds to go. They lead it by five. And the fans are starting to feel a victory here. Hiawatha looking to get it in. They bounce it into Lindstrom. Knocked out of bounds with .6 to go. And if you're Pierce, just chuck it up the floor. Pass tipped, and it doesn't matter. That's your ball game as Hiawatha wins it 51-46 to advance into the sub-state semifinals in this 3A sub-state. Again, our final score, it's Hiawatha 51, Marysville 46. Postgame is next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Postgame starts after a break. Keep it locked here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. HineandTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
Hi, this is Mick at Citizen State Bank. If money were not a factor, what would your dream house look like? Picture it now. Would it be a large farmhouse with wraparound porch and a lot of green space? Or would it be a modern home in town? Wherever your mind goes and whatever your dream consists of, Citizen State Bank can help you get there. Come in and speak with Del, Randy, Jennifer, or Luke today and see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, girls' game has gone final, and Hiawatha wins it to keep their season moving. They beat Marysville by a final score of 51-46. Chance Lincoln Studio, Brandon Tadman with you as the Lady Bulldogs will wrap up their season with 9 wins and 12 losses. The win for Hiawatha gets them their 18th win of the year, compared to just 3 losses, and Hiawatha moves on and awaits the winner of Nemaha Central and Sabetha. That'll be played tomorrow night. Again, a ball game we'll have for you here on Kansaland Radio, as well as the Sabetha channel at mscsports.net, with coverage beginning just shy of 7 o'clock. Well, again, 51-46 the final score, and, you know, Marysville, give them all the credit in the world. They could have let this one get really out of hand. They got down by as many as 15 early in the second half, but they fought all the way back, was within a bucket at the end of the third, and we played a tight game all the way through the fourth, and then ultimately just a couple of missed opportunities late and free throws by Hiawatha enough for the Redhawks to get the win and move on. 51-46 again, the final score. Let's get you the final numbers in this game. We'll start with Hiawatha, and they had 3 in double figures, Clara Lindstrom and Darcy Lears, each with 16 points and 5 rebounds. Lindstrom was 10 out of 12 from the free throw line in the game. She made some crucial ones in the fourth quarter. And then Darcy Lears was solid as well. She was 7 of 9 at the free throw line. And then Sarah Madsen, the other player in double figures, she had 11 to go along with 7 rebounds. She was 2 for 3 at the line. Rest of the scoring, Bailey Pierce had 5. Josie Delaney chipped in with 3. for Marysville. They were led by Madison Runnebaum, the 6-foot senior. A double-double tonight, 12 points and 11 rebounds. They got 10 from Bella Rader, 9 from Ashlyn Price, 8 from McKenna Miniman, and then 3 from Eva Peschel, 2 apiece from Haley Ingalls and Maddie Kapp. 24 turnovers by Marysville, 17 by Hiawatha. Bulldogs out-rebounded the Redhawks, 33-25. Certainly a key was free throw shooting. The Redhawks hit 21 of 30 free throws, and they shot 21 of those free throws in the second half, majority of those in the fourth quarter. And Marysville just 4 out of 7 at the line. So when you look at it, a 5-point game, Hiawatha was plus 17 in free throws made. And that is a key stat and an important one as Hiawatha was able to hold off the rally by Marysville and win it here at home 51-46 to move on to the sub-state semifinals. They'll play Friday at Silver Lake. It'll be either against Nemaha Central or Sabetha. Again, that game will be played tomorrow night at 7. Time now to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. This was tough, certainly tough. A lot of players, a handful here for Hiawatha, and Madison Runnebaum in a losing effort, a double-double with 12 points and 11 rebounds. But Clara Lindstrom, one of the best in school history for Hiawatha, just so clutch in the fourth. Crucial free throws down the stretch. She was 10 out of 12, 16 points, 5 rebounds. We'll call her our player of the game. Again, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. Again, one final time, final score. Hiawatha wins it 51-46 over Marysville. Lady Bulldogs end their season at 9-12. Hiawatha improves to 18-3, and will get the winner of Nemaha Central and Sabetha on Friday night. So we'll send it back to the studios. Chance Link will have you here for about, 12, 13 minutes or so, and then we'll come back and get you set for the boys' contest between Marysville here at Hiawatha. Girls' final one more time, 51-46. Hiawatha advances. Marysville season is done. Back to the studios for about 12 to 13 minutes, and the boys' game will follow. Keep it locked here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.